Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. Today in the studio, we have one of my cool girly friends. She is an absolute goddess. I love her. I actually thought she was a Scorpio. She's a Gemini, because you know how much I love my Scorpio girls. She is filled with energy. She is amazing, mama. She is someone who has inspired me in so many ways. Welcome to the show, Amy Manx. How are you, babe?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I am so happy to have you here today. I could chat to you all day already.
Thank you for having me. I know we already had a conversation beforehand, but
girl, I know. And I was like, shit, we should press record so they can rip out. They can catch up on it. So you are recently a mama. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Our babies are like the same age.
I know, a month apart.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally a month apart. So cute. How are you finding being a first-time mom?
It's exciting, but it's like also at the same time draining because of who you're. This is my first. Especially being a baby, like having a baby girl too at the same time. But I love the village that I have because I do have a big village.
It's beautiful.
She's loved by all of them. So it's nice to have the help.
Is your mom here?
She's not. She's in Florida. But I do fly her out whenever.
So her, nice.
Just so she can be able to spend time with baby girl. Same thing with my dad as well. He's in Florida too. So just bring him back. But I would love for them to move out here. But we'll see. Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe one day. I love that. So, okay, being a first-time mom, tell me the hardest thing that you went through. Like, give me the raw. Like, what has been the stuff which people don't really talk about? People don't really talk about this stuff. Like, what has been the hardest thing for you?
I would basically say keeping friendships with having a child, keeping your friendships like loyal and making sure that they stay there and still want to hang out. And just because you have a child now, it's like your whole world changes. So you have to give your all to that. So I'm like, I'm sorry, like you want to come over? Sure. But I have baby girl, so. But I have a very good group of friends that have actually stayed close, and there's been a few that have had to let go because of exactly that. And I feel like you realize your true friends throughout pregnancy and after you give birth. But basically, just having that time to yourself again. Everything just goes to the baby. So
it does.
And even with relationships too, because that gets put on pause a little bit. So it's like everything is baby girl. So your time just has to be used wisely. But I would probably say that that's the rough parts about it. But
yeah, no, I agree. It's working out who's really like in this with you and who is like, you know, I've got girlfriends, they want to come over and then they don't want to kind of, they don't really want to help so much with baby. They just want to like, you know, chat to you. And then you're like, oh God, like I'm not there anymore. Like I'm a second time mama, but like the baby comes first.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a whole new era. Right. And it's so beautiful actually, because I feel like, you know, you've been with your guys. So for those of you that don't know, Amy is with a really well-known artist called Wiz Khalifa. And I'd love to like lean into like relationship, because you were just saying a minute ago, like relationship goes on hold. Like I know for sure, like being a mom, you know, myself and having that, it can be so tough.
Yeah.
But there is a way to get through that tough time.
Yes.
How have you managed to prioritize your relationship through it? Because you've been together like years and years and years and years and years.
Yeah, we have. And especially that, because he already has a son
named
Amber.
Yeah.
So he has a boy, so I'm like, now this is his first girl as well. So it's a little different for him. That's like his baby girl, like, you know. So I feel like I was his baby girl, and now like he has his now baby girl's in the picture, and his focus is on her and mine too. So I'm like, all my focus is on her, and
wow,
I just feel like we find the time that we can. And that's why we incorporated a nanny.
Yeah.
Because that needs to be established as well in a relationship, especially with a newborn. You need to find still time for yourself, time for
each other,
time for your friends, time for everything else. So I feel like we find that we're able to find that time, even if it's just us. She just fell asleep. Yo, let's watch a TV show together.
So
or, you know, let's have a nap like together. We haven't been able to just like cuddle and sleep for a minute. So just finding those little times, those little moments, like it doesn't go, you know, unnoticed. I love just those small, like sentimental moments that we are able to share with each other.
Yeah.
And just having a village we are able to do that. So I am blessed when it comes to that, for sure.
Okay, what's your favorite part of being a mom? Like, what has been the absolute highlight? So I don't know you without baby. I only know you of like pregnant with baby. No. Like, so what were you like pre-baby? Like, what's the difference in Amy Mag's pre-baby to Amy Mag's like post-baby?
Okay. I was a partier. So I feel like I still am, but that was put on like pause.
Right.
Now I'm like, it's all the dinners. Like, I'm cool with just going out to dinner, going out to just smoke a little hookah, and go back home and go to bed. Out till 4 or 5 in the morning, drinking, partying, especially being with Cam. Like, it's all tours. It's all travel.
You did all of it?
I did all of it. So
wow, that is so fucking fun.
It was a lot. And even just his lifestyle, like living that every day, he's used to it because that's what he does. He's done for years. Me, I'm over here like, when are we going back home? Like, I'm done. My feet hurt. Like, how are you still able to continue drinking? But yeah, that's how I was before. I was going out all the time. I love having people over. I love hosting. I love having people over. I love just going out, having fun, meeting new people. I love doing that. But I feel like once I had a baby girl, I feel like it just, like, I'm cool with just being at home and not doing absolutely nothing.
Because you're so fucking tired half the time.
I'm completely fine with just, like, staying at home.
Right.
I don't need to go out. I find my, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, I have my little night out where I'll go out with the girls or out with my man or just have some time to myself. But I like staying at home.
What do you do for you? Like, what are your rituals? Obviously, this is the Law of Attraction Secrets. So for me, my morning ritual is everything. Like, no matter what in my day, my morning ritual is like me time. So I'm like, you know, I get up, I meditate, I do my journaling, I script, I write about all the things that I desire in my life as though they're already mine. I give gratitude to God for all the amazing things that I have. The fact that I'm alive, the fact that I have a body, the fact that I'm breathing, the fact that I'm here on this earth plane as a human, like the fact that I have this opportunity for another day and to help somebody. So I'm like, okay, I'm really here for it and I'm so grateful. So my morning routine is so important to me. Mm. And then I go about my day after that and then I, you know, take the kids to school maybe or spend time with the baby Nyla. So I just decide whatever's happening. Mm. What about you? What is your like things you do for you in a day?
That's interesting because I'm trying to create a morning ritual for myself.
Girl, I can totally help you with
that. Please.
Let's do it literally live right now. Okay. What do you, what fuels you? Like, give me some things that make you feel good. 5 activities that you like.
I love singing.
Mm-hmm.
I love.
Know that. Oh my God. Have you ever done a track with your man?
I did. Maybe 2.
Babe, oh my God. Can we totally hear this one day? This is so cool.
Sure.
You would so make the most amazing art.
I love singing. I love bowling.
Yeah.
I love spending time with friends. I love actually being creative. So I like anything that has to do with creativity.
Yeah.
Like making clothes or like blinging out hats or like just those type of stuff where I could just focus on one thing and just take like an hour or 2.
Girl, that is so cool.
I love just like getting in my creative bag and just creating something. What else? I'm trying to think.
Meditate.
That's the thing.
You haven't started.
I don't know how to breathe. I don't know.
Girl, I'm going to send you.
I don't know none of that.
After this, I'm going to send you what I make for my like VIP students. I want to make one for you as a gift. Okay. It's a personalized meditation tape. You're going to listen to it every day and it will teach you how to do that. So I created a method called the MBS method, which is meditational behavioral synchronicity. And it's a combination of ancient breathing techniques, modern day neuroscience, and meditation in one for people who struggle to meditate. So you put it on. Okay, you can hit the blunt first if you want to get you real chilled.
For sure.
You do. I know you love that.
I do, Abdi. Do whatever you need.
But here's where you go with it. You do your breath work slowly, and I'll give you a count to breathe to. So you just follow the sound of my voice telling you where to breathe. In for four, hold for four, out for four, out for six. And you do that on a rhythm for about 3 minutes. Now you're super chilled. And then you start to listen to my voice. I'll just take you deeper. They hear the sound of the waves. And even your mind naturally, even for like, you know, meditators who've been doing it for years, your mind will naturally go off course. You'll naturally start thinking, oh my God, I need to get the kids from school. Oh my God, where's the baby? Like, is she okay? Has she eaten? Like, what do I need to do? Is my man good? Where is he? Like, all these things will start popping in your mind. But what you're going to do is you're going to allow it. And you just acknowledge the thought and let it go. So it's about just allowing a thought like a wave to come and go. And then you don't get resistant to it. The minute you get resistant to a thought, or you try to calm your mind, why am I thinking about this? I'm trying to focus. It comes stronger. It's like resistance in life.
Yeah.
When we resist something, we make it worse. Right?
The
more I don't want you to do that gets worse. Resistance. Yeah. When you just like away. Okay. We come back to this. Yeah. And so your mind will naturally then come back to it. So that's meditation. So give me something else. I'm going to help you create the baddest.
Oh my God.
Best.
I need that.
You're kind of giving a lot anyway. Do you like walking?
I'm really...
Fair enough.
I do like going to the gym.
Oh, you do? So you work out?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have one at home?
We're in the midst of
building
it. Yeah. So I just signed up for LA Fitness.
Oh, nice.
But I still can make sure that I get to the gym. I also signed up for Pilates. I do love Pilates.
Love this. When do you go to the gym? Morning or night?
Morning.
Okay. So first thing, like 9 a.m.
Yeah. So wake up, feed baby girl.
Yeah.
Drink my coffee, get ready for the gym, and head out.
Love that. So you fast when you go. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what about writing? Do you do anything like, because you do your creative, so do you paint, draw, write, anything like that?
See, that's what's interesting is because years ago, I used to love doing that. I used to always write down my feelings, write down what I'm going through, write down what I wanted to achieve, what I wanted to do that day or 5 years from now.
Right.
And I feel like I stopped. And I feel like I'm missing that part of me.
Interesting.
Especially with communicating, I feel like if I write it down,
yeah,
it's I like writing letters. I like writing it out in text rather than speaking in person.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm able to sit with my thoughts and actually
let
it out instead of like in person with somebody, I don't think of everything right on the spot. So I feel like when I'm able to sit with my thoughts and put my emotions out there, I'm able to do that. And I love that about it. So I definitely miss being able to do that.
Okay, there it is. This is what I feel like would be an amazing ritual for you in the morning. Okay, you get up, you feed baby, you have your coffee, and then just before you go to the gym, so when you have the help there, so you have time to write, or if you do this before she wakes, whatever works for you, start writing. So whilst you're still coming out of your alpha state, which is when our brain waves are slower when we're asleep. So right now we're in beta and we're super awake and we're able to just like talk and be awake. As you start to fall asleep, you go to a state called alpha, and then you go to theta and then delta when you're completely asleep. Meditation and reprogramming the subconscious mind and reprogramming your belief system is the most powerful in the alpha and theta state. So when you're falling asleep or just waking up. So we're much less motivated when we're just waking up to start doing the journaling and all of that. And it's the best time because you'll get into your creative flow. So perhaps for you, you might like to do something like get your journal out and do 2 pages. One, as soon as you wake up, on gratitude. Write down everything you are so grateful for in that moment. In fact, 3 times a day, gratitude for 15 minutes has been said to improve your immunity by 54%. It improves your happiness by, I think it's an even higher percentage of like 70%. Just 3 lots of gratitude for 15 minutes a day, writing it down or feeling into it. So in the morning, I would recommend doing 1 page on gratitude journaling and the other page on what you were just talking about,
expressing, creative writing, like talking about the emotions, whatever it is you want to flow with. So people who are creative, so people who are, you know, in the music industry, in the art industry, in acting, in any kind of something creative, whatever that might be, they love creative writing because they get to like flow. But you do that already. So just write about it. Write about your dreams and your goals. Like, this is what I want to do and I'm going to do it. Like, start putting it down on paper. I bet you will call me in a week and go, girl, I feel so good.
I'm going to start. I have to start like right
today.
Right away.
Today.
You know what?
In the book, Tash, pass me the book. Go to page, I think it's 120. Just pull it. Let's just show her this. This is how you're going to stick to it. Okay, let me show you. It's the habit checker. I think it's 120, 121, 118. What about that? In the book, in my book, Be a Two Book, which I just gave you, there is a page. I didn't even know this was going to happen. This is so great because you just tapped into habits. There's a page in the book that is called the habit checker. And you start with one habit. Here it is.
Okay.
It's on page 118. I was close, 120. But anyway, so my daily habit. And you basically put your habit there at the top. And then next to it, you tick it off as you go through.
Okay.
When you've done it for 21 days, it's become a small habit. You've actually formed a new small habit which you will stick to. And after 66 days, a large habit. You've formed a larger habit. So then you can go on to the next habit. So you could start here by putting like creative writing and then tick it off every single day. If you miss a day, no worry. You just, when you find what you're doing, see what I mean?
Okay. I love that.
You'll enjoy it. So that's how you're going to start because you have to. And then you're going to text me. I'll be your accountability partner at the end of the 21.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in my diary to call you 21 days from now. So say, you know, 20, whenever that is.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you up and be like, did you do it? And then you're going to say, you know what? I'm on day 15. That's good. Or maybe, you know what? I'm on day 21. I'm doing it. It's happening. Then you can embed your other habits. I'm going to send you the meditation. After this, we'll talk privately about what you want to sprinkle into it. But like, girl, maybe this is meant to happen for your morning
ritual. For real, because I needed exactly that. And I haven't had much structure to my life. So every day is just a different day, you know. So and it just takes just to start, like that's all it does.
Just to start,
you just need to start it. And I feel like I've been just contradicting myself every single day, like, oh, I'll start tomorrow.
You know, we all do then.
Yeah, it's just, it's natural.
I know. When you have babies, do you feel like you lost yourself at any point, as we all do?
Yeah, even while I was pregnant.
Yeah, I know. Normal. I lost myself.
Yeah,
I mean, our bodies look crazy.
I know.
Girlfriend.
I know. And
you have a great body, so not having
thank you. That, you too.
Love you, boo. Not having that makes us feel.
Yeah. And especially when I was pregnant, him being who he is as well. Especially me just walking around with a big belly, even though there's life inside, you know, your body doesn't feel the same. You start feeling insecure. You start feeling, does he still look at me? Am I still sexy to him? Like, there's all these summers around, this girls in bikinis around, you know, like great bodies. And I'm over here like with a big belly, just chilling. So you start to have these insecurities that take over and you start to worry and all of that just puts a lot on you.
How did you overcome it?
I'm like, did I ever overcome it? No.
No, we're still. I know we're still.
Yeah.
We're still like, in it. Yeah.
You're still trying to figure it out, because I'm like, everybody always complains. Right now I'm like, I don't like where my body is at, but that's just to me.
You look amazing.
Thank you. But that's just to me. So I'm like, my body isn't the same that it was, even though I'm like, okay, you're still slim, like you're still like, who are you to be complaining? I'm like, okay, but I know that there's better for my body. Like, I can be stronger, I can be more toned. So you just start to be like, just downplay yourself and just like think negatively. And I feel like that happens a lot. And especially being in a relationship where he's around beautiful women all the time, it starts to like affect the way you think about yourself. So I feel like it was hard on me during pregnancy. And now that I'm officially like, yeah, baby girl, I'm starting to get my body, you know, back right. in the back of your head, you still have those feelings.
I know.
Your body could be the best that it's ever been, but I feel like you still have those thoughts in the back of your head.
I can give you some amazing affirmations as well for that I've found.
I would love that. You know what? I've been ChatGPT. I've been on ChatGPT.
Isn't it amazing?
Asking for all that sort of stuff. I'm like, give me an itinerary of like my day to day, or can you give me some affirmations while he's away? Give me something to like feed positivity into my life. And ChatGPT actually be giving you some really good stuff. But I've definitely been using that for sure, just to be like, okay, this is actually a good one. Let me help my friend.
The one that you found from ChatGPT.
Oh wow. Damn, I couldn't even. There's so many that I do, but
affirmations.
Basically, it could be so simple, just by saying you are loved. Like, I am loved.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go through that where you think like, am I even lovable? Am I? And especially the stuff that you go through in relationships, and you just have to say, no matter what, like, you are loved. Like, and that's one of my favorite ones. There's other ones that I read. I have to go back to it to read it off of the thing. So that's why I can't remember it off the top of my head.
It's really hard to remember this.
But yeah, so there's a lot. But yeah, I go back to it and I'm like, okay, let me read these because I'm feeling like this. Yeah. Let me look at them. Over.
This is so good. Okay, so print some out that you love from your ChatGPT. Other things you can do is go to a mirror. Mm-hmm. Stand in front of a mirror. This is what I do when I get those days when the anxiety creeps up.
Yeah.
Particularly. Or when I feel like so fucking tired from the world, just from everything. And I just want to lay in bed all day. You know those days? And you just feel like, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. Like, we're all human. We all have those days. And I go to a mirror and I stand in front of it and I say, you are amazing. And I really preach life over myself. No one's around. And I'm like, you are amazing. You are healthy, healthy, healthy. You are wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. You are love, love, love. I say it 3 times. And I literally tell myself into my eyes, into a mirror. And then I hold my hand on my heart. And I'm like, then I look at myself and say, I am healthy. I am love. I am amazing. I am magnetic.
Yeah.
I have enough. I am enough. I just say it back to myself. Like, you'll love that one.
Okay.
Go to a mirror and just say it to yourself. Like, every mirror you walk past. You walk past a mirror here and go, you are amazing. You walk past another mirror. You are amazing. Every mirror you go past, you are amazing. Just tell yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you catch yourself enough in a mirror, girl, you need to be around me more. You will feel so comfortable.
No, I swear. Because there's just so much negativity everywhere you go.
I know.
And even on social media, like, you're on social media all the time, so I'm just like, there's always negative stuff on social media. That's why I try to not. Sometimes I cave. Sometimes I'm like, I'll do my little fight back, or I'll reply back to a comment, so I'm like, okay, let me chill right now. But yeah, like, when it comes to affirmations like that, it puts you back in just like a serene place, and it's definitely useful for everyday life and everyday use. So I'm definitely gonna try.
Oh, you'll love
your saying, yeah,
love it. It's just really about choosing you.
Mm-hmm.
We choose everyone else. Yeah. You're an amazing mama. Like, you're with your baby every day. That's you. You're, you know, that always be the best at what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a wife, which you are, and a mom, be the best at that,
yeah,
which you are, but always be the best at whatever role you're playing.
Mm.
You know, whether you're doing business, whether you're doing mama, whatever role you're playing, be the best. So you have to feed you, because we can't feed anyone else oxygen if we don't have it ourselves. It's like on the plane, yeah. Put your mask on first before you do somebody else, because if you don't have oxygen, how are you going to have it for somebody else? We can't help anybody else if we don't help ourselves first.
Yeah.
So, do you know anything about the law of attraction?
I do. I know some of it. I'm like, I know I read the book.
The Secret.
That was couple years ago. So I could definitely use some refreshing. But
No, it's cool. It's great that you understand, though, like, you know, the fact that like attracts like.
Yeah.
You know, positive thinking attracts more great things. Have you ever seen a time in your life where you've been through something like a rock bottom, where it's been so hard and you change your mentality and something got you out of it? I don't know if you remember a time, maybe it could even be like a year ago, could be 20 years ago, could be like something that you went through where you went, I just changed my mentality. For example, for me, I was super ill 7 years ago after having my first son, my first child. And I was at rock bottom, like hundreds of thousands of debt. I was wanting to leave this world. It was so dark because I had an illness. And when you have an illness, it's actually worse than having no money. It's worse than having nothing because you don't have your spark.
Yeah.
You know, like you have your sparkle. If you don't have your sparkle, you don't have you. So all I would pray for was health and then getting out of the debt. So I was able to go on and be a mother to my son. So I remember that moment thinking, I don't like who I am. It's not my fault this has happened, but maybe I've created this scenario so my ego can come crashing down around me so that I can rebirth the me that I'm meant to be. And out of that crash of this ego, it was like glass shattering around me, the unveiled version of me, this version of me is on the floor. She's crying. And I remember listening to Denzel Washington playing over me and his voice was just pouring life into my body. And I started saying, this is just temporary. But he was saying, pain is just temporary. And I started looking in the mirror and I remember this vividly. Pain is just temporary and I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to get out of this and I'm going to overcome this. And I'm going to go on. I'm going to be a role model to my son. And somebody else in the world. And from that day, that mentality grew and grew and grew 1% better every day until I turned into me.
Yeah.
So
beautiful.
Have you ever been through anything where you remember changing your mentality, where you had to go, maybe even after the book, you know, there was something that shifted for you?
I would say that, because law of attraction is real, and also whatever you think, your mind is such a powerful thing. Whatever you think and whatever you put out into the world, you can make into reality. So I feel like I'm such an overthinker. So I feel like I haven't had anything like crazy happen to me where I was at rock bottom. But just being in a relationship or being a friend to my girlfriends, I'm such an overthinker. So I'm always thinking negatively all the time. And I feel like as soon as someone was to say something to me, or my mind just starts playing scenarios in my head, I start going over the top. And I was actually making that stuff actually happen with the negative thoughts. And I feel like I had a talk, I don't know which friend it was, but we just got high. We had like a really deep conversation. And I just, she was basically just telling me, you have to stop putting those negative thoughts into the world, because you're the devil be listening. He knows exactly what you want in this life and what you don't. So all this negativity that was running through my head, you had to like cut it out. Just think positive. And if you start to think negative, put something positive out there to kill it. And I feel like by me switching that, it's been helping with my overthinking. It's been helping with just me thinking of a positive light about the situation and not always so negative. So I feel like that's definitely helped me just with my anxiety in general, or just with just my thought of mind and how I deal with people around me. And I feel like it's definitely been a big help just by just switching.
I love that. That is actually an amazing method.
Yeah.
Right there. That is so good. So overthinking and replacing it with another thought. So I'll give you something that goes even further than that. So Napoleon Hill writes about this amazing author, which we've never had a chance to meet in this lifetime, but, you know, from many, many, many years ago, Think and Grow Rich, he wrote the book and many others. But he talks about this invisible substance, which is all around us. It's like this jelly-like substance that's all around us. And you imprint into it with every thought that you have, with every feeling that you have. So when you are thinking negatively, strongly, whether it's negative or strongly positive, you're imprinting into this invisible jelly around you. And that's why the stuff was coming to reality.
Yeah.
Because you are literally, boom, onto this jelly, boom, projecting your thoughts. So every time you are having a negative thought, switching it, no, boom, I'm giving a bigger positive one, you trump it. So always remember the jelly-like substance all around you. If you want a really big secret, on the ocean, if you ever go on the ocean,
if it's clear enough, yeah.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Okay, so I'm British, so when I moved to LA, that was part of the reason I moved to LA, because I wanted to be near the ocean. And like, I know I don't swim here, it's way too cold, but I go on the ocean, like I'll walk on the sand, and like, I love that. And that's part of my routine. I would do that. God, it's really sad. I haven't done it for like 3 weeks, but like a lot, like I want to do it every week, but I just don't have the time. But that would be a lovely ideal, right? I used to once a week when I first got here. But the reason I talk about this, when you next go on the sand, I want you to stand on the ocean. So looking, the ocean's behind you and you're looking back onto the sand. If you look along the sand, you will see this. It's a heat wave, but that's the jelly substance that's actually all around us at any minute. But when we are standing on the ocean, you can see it vividly. And just remember, when you see that, you want to imprint love and loving thoughts and things that you want with your family, with your relationships, with your career, with your mommyhood, with anything. You just imprint the things you want. And your mind starts racing. That's the place to go. Go on the ocean. Go for a walk with your baby on the ocean, or on your own. Walk and imprint new thoughts. I mean, this table I'm going to make you, is going to help you so much, girl. It's going to be so good for you. You're going to love it. And girls, actually yesterday at the retreat, where who have been clients of mine for many years, they were like, I still listen to the tape. They were like,
that's good.
Telling. It was like, oh my God. So you'll be able to listen to this whenever you need that, like, pick me up, you know, like whether it's in the gym, whether it's in the morning, you know, you just privately listen to it. It's like your thing, you know, and you just like listen to the voice and just like, okay, I got this. I got this. I can do this, you know, because our minds are like an airplane. An airplane naturally is going off course, and the pilot spends all his time bringing it back on course. That's the same as our mind. It's constantly thinking negative, and the pilot spends most his time trying to bring it back on course.
Yeah.
So now is your moment. This is the first day of the rest of your life to go and dominate your mind and be like the most empowered version of Amy Vex, because you already are fucking amazing and beautiful and so inspiring, because they, you know, you just had this baby and you're rocking it. Like, okay, final question, and then we'll wrap up. But tell me, how do you balance a relationship in the public eye, being a mom, and everything else in between?
I would say I got really lucky with the person that I'm with.
Yeah.
He's a very family-oriented person.
Sure.
So he loves spending time with his family. Spending time with his son, with his kids, with me, with his mom. And I feel like it's really just, he'll find time to spend time with all of us, go to the gym, and then go to the studio. So he has done such a long day, but he's been teaching me how to like balance my day as well, and how to have time with the kids, how to have time with him, how to have time for myself in the gym, how to have time to be creative. So I feel like we've just been helping each other out. It's been a very good balance.
I love that.
And I feel like it can't just be one overworking the other. It can't just be one like not doing anything. Like, we just have a very good balance at just making sure that the kids are taken care of, we're taken care of mentally and physically.
Yeah.
And just keeping us on track as well. Like, communication has been such a big thing with everything. And I feel like having really good communication has helped. And it's a blessing. And also God as well. God, having God like in the center of everything, has just made everything flow the way that it's supposed to flow. I'm not stressing. So that's a good
that
thing.
Good.
I'm like, God, not stressing. Thankfully, postpartum hasn't been as bad as it, you know, it was for other moms. So I feel like I had a very stress-free pregnancy, a very stress-free postpartum. And it's a blessing for that. And just keeping people around you that just give you love.
Yes.
Just give you positivity and encouraging you. So saying that you're a great mom and you're doing amazing, like, it's good to hear to hear that, because you are a great mom and you are doing amazing, you know? So yeah.
Just love to.
A lot of balance in there. But.
So beautiful. You should write a book one day. Everybody should write a book. I feel like you've got a really beautiful story.
Thank you.
You have a story that the world should hear.
Mm.
Just start like thinking about what you put in it. And it will keep you busy as well because you like that. You enjoy creativity and you can put pictures in it and bling and like,
yeah.
You know, like I was this, now I'm this. You know, the like me before, me after.
Yeah.
It's like an interesting story people want to hear. Like everyone has something amazing to share. And like, how did you find your, like, when your man's on tour, how did you like mentally get around that? You know, I don't know if you were there during pregnancy, maybe you were a bit or.
Yeah. So.
Because before you were there all the time, right?
All the time. When I was pregnant, he took that year off of tour. Yeah. So he wanted to just make sure that he was there. He was still taking shows like here and there, but because she was going to be born during tour time, really, he was like, I'm going to make sure we don't do a tour this year. So that was a blessing in itself.
When
he was able
to
be there for the whole pregnancy. It was just, was amazing. But now I'm like, now that she's born, he's like, all right, I'm back on the road. Bye. So he has to leave. But that's where that negative and positive thought thinking comes in. Because, of course, my mom automatically wants to go negative. But I've just been communicating. I'm like, I know that you're busy, but communicate with me. I know we're not seeing each other every day. So it's really about just communication and just turning my negative thoughts into positive. And I've just been filling my time with things that I love.
I love that. I love that. Are you going on tour now more?
Now that I have baby girl, I don't know about it. And also, that bus life really isn't for me.
No.
So I'm like, it's a lot, like, being on a bus. But
me flying.
Yeah, I'll probably just fly into certain shows. I think I'm going to give baby girl a rest. I was going to take her out to tour just to see some shows, but I think I want to wait till she's, like, actually walking.
Yeah,
you know, like.
Yeah.
So I'm next year for sure. She's going to go on tour and, like, come out and we'll get her on bus or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, All the mommies and the babies will have their own bus. But yeah, so I feel like I've been dealing with, it's only been 2 weeks. He still got all the way up until August, so.
Oh, wait, he just started the tour now?
Yeah, so he has three legs to the tour. So he's on
Is
tour.
Is it just him?
It's him and some of his artists.
Yeah.
And then he has the summer tour with DaBaby and Sean Paul. So that's going to start in July. So he's really, it's all of May, all of July. So he has some time in June. I'm always like, he's off, but yeah, it's a lot.
So it's just that it's been 2 weeks. You'll probably go a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to this tour.
Right.
I'll probably go to the summer tour. Right. Some of the dates.
So you won't see him for a while?
Yeah, I won't see him for a while.
How do you deal with it when you don't see your mom for a while?
It's a lot.
Right now.
It is a lot. Your mind starts to wander because you don't know what's going on.
Right.
You don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but that's where you just have to have trust in your partner and hope that God gives them conviction.
I could.
Yeah, he's been very good with the communication, and that's all I ask for. I'm very simple.
He's very public about you, so it's a beautiful thing. Like when you have a man who I believe loves you behind closed doors as much as he does in public, and he's not hiding you, and he's really public about you, and he loves on you, and he's like, you know, some people are like the complete fucking opposite. They're super public about you and shit behind closed doors. That's fucking Instagram relationship. Like, that's bullshit. Whereas I know for you, the love is so deep.
Yeah.
Like, it is so powerful. Like, I can't even imagine how much deeper it can get. Like, it's so beautiful. You know what I mean? I think you're very inspirational with relationship. We don't often see people who have had long, long relationships, babies, and still together and doing well. So I just salute you on that, Queen. I think it's really amazing. It's really inspirational. So I hope you guys have learned something today. I for sure have. I've loved this. Girl, you're beautiful. Give me your favorite quote. You actually said one earlier, so I might reuse that. But is there anything that you particularly love? Like, is there a quote that you see every day or that you listen to or that you particularly lean into with your life?
Yeah, I have it tattooed under my boob, but it says, I choose happiness.
Oh, wow.
And so...
Did we not talk about that today? That is so crazy.
So I live by that.
Yeah.
And I rather choose happiness over than anything. I don't care about anything else. I just want to be happy.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for that. I love it. Well, guys, I hope you've enjoyed listening. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for tuning in. Amy Max, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you. I love it. I can always get our babies together
soon. I know, soon. It's going to be so fun.
I know. They're like the same little age.
Birthday parties.
Right, literally. Guys, thank you for tuning in. I'll see you again next week.